The police shooting death of a 26-year-old man in Racine has sparked protests in the city. According to reports from police, Dante Shannon fled on foot during a traffic stop and allegedly exposed a weapon before he was shot by officers. Shannon died on the way to the hospital. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is leading an independent investigation. And as WUWM's Taryn Powell reports, a number of Racine residents say they're eager for answers.
At a news conference this week, Mayor Corey Mason and Racine Police Chief Art Howell updated the public on the status of the investigation into the death of Dante Shannon. They released the names of the two officers involved who've since been put on paid leave. They also announced that the State Justice Department is conducting the investigation into the incident. That same night, a town hall meeting was held at City Hall. According to Mayor Mason, people lined up for about 4 hours to share their concerns about the fatal shooting.
We had a lot of questions, which we unfortunately couldn't answer because the investigation's underway. And, you know, I want answers to those questions as well. But people felt like they needed a space to be heard.
Mason says residents also asked broader policy questions, such as why all Racine police don't have body cameras. Mason says that's something the department is exploring. And body cameras are expected to be a hot topic going forward, according to the Reverend Melvin D. Hargrove. He attended the town hall meeting, the press conference, and a vigil held last weekend. Hargrove says the atmosphere since the shooting has been charged but peaceful.
I have been definitely proud of our community and how they responded to it, even though there have been some who've been pretty upset about it, and rightfully so. There has still remained a sense of peace when it comes to what has happened, even though people are still pretty much upset after the event.
Hargrove is the pastor at Zoe Ministries in Racine. He says the city has a community policing model that has been helpful in establishing dialogue between the police department and residents. Hargrove says in moments such as this, he hopes those conversations and relationships can prove helpful.
I really believe that if this is handled properly and if it's been given the leadership that's necessary, I believe that we can get through this as well. Will tensions be tight for a while? I believe so, because you have a young man who was shot and killed by a police officer. But I believe, depending on how we handle it as a community, so far as the leadership in the community, is how we will actually see the outcome.
According to Mayor Mason, the crime rate in Racine is at a 50-year low. Officer-involved fatalities are rare, and the city is proud of its community policing model. But he says he's well aware that those measures don't matter to the family of the man who was killed by police. Mason is calling on residents and police officers to be patient and to keep an open mind as the Department of Justice conducts its probe into the shooting.
What we're going to do as a community is we're going to listen to each other. We're going to respect each other. We're going to reserve judgment on what happened until the investigation is complete, and we're going to move forward together.
Services for Dante Shannon will be held this morning. A Mount Pleasant Funeral Home is handling memorial arrangements. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM.